Audible Inc. presents No Excuses, How You Can Turn Any Workplace Into a Great One. Written by Jennifer Robin and Michael Burchell. Narrated by Linda Sherbert. Forward. Somewhat like Nike's infamous Just Do It tagline, I'm hopeful that No Excuses becomes the calling card of the next generation of managers and leaders seeking to create great workplaces. Jen Robin and Michael Burchell's exploration of their two rules for creating a great workplace, treat every interaction as an opportunity to build trust, and don't resist, provides both guidance and admonishment to spur people forward. A short, simple phrase, no excuses, captures the bane of work life for some managers. There's always a reason for not making the effort, for not taking a risk, for doing just enough to get by. The trouble is that all of these excuses for not exerting a little more effort lead to a mediocre workplace rather than one in which people are committed to seeking excellence. An excuse is somewhat like an apology. Excuses and apologies are comments or stories we share with others that relate to a specific event or action, though an excuse usually comes before any action has been taken, and an apology comes after actions have been taken when perhaps things haven't gone so well. A major difference between excuses and apologies is that excuses keep us from doing things, while apologies can help us to do things better. If we learn from our apologies, then we can make improvements. But our excuses stop us in our tracks. No Excuses is about helping you to do things better and keep moving. After reading this book and implementing the practices presented here, you should actually have fewer apologies to make. That's because Robin and Burchell provide you with a way of moving forward as a manager to create a great workplace environment in your organization that will benefit everyone. The focus on interactions and opportunities takes everyday encounters and moves them into the future with the question, what is the opportunity that can come from this moment? As a manager, you can choose to orient your thinking to always consider what could possibly come next. When you do this, you create an opportunity for continuity between your actions and words, your current interactions, and the promises that you make to yourself and others about the future. Building trust is all about following through on your promises. So if every interaction is an opportunity to build trust, then every interaction also represents a promise, which so quickly takes us to
sample complete. Ready to continue?